Do you hear that? Do people speak of their offspring?
Yes, not commonly, but I certainly have heard that term a lot.
Well, is there some kind of term like just for a small baby? You know, like if one of your neighbors had a little baby, you know.
Infant?
He's a cute little, what?
Fella, a cute little.
This is a general term of endearment, like that you might have used for your daughters, even.
Oh no, I don't know. Cute little thing. I don't know what you're getting at.
Do you call your daughters by their names? Or is that their given name?
Kay and Kelly, yes. Sometimes I call them baby or something like that. Even
that would be
now,
a, what kind of name?
Nickname or, I guess, well.
Any other names like that that you hear? Just a little name for somebody that you know.
A pet name. Yes, that's what it is. Not a nickname, a pet name.
Yeah, do you hear any other pet names? Common pet names around here?
You mean like baby? Well, certainly. Honey or. Now, for children you're talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
Junior. sweetheart, occasionally.
Well, when your daughters were little girls, did you ever put them in something with wheels that they would lie down in?
Baby buggy.
Did they lie down in that?
Mm-hmm.
And what, you might put them in the baby buggy and take them out for
a walk or a stroll. It's called stroller a lot now, but it's not the same thing. A stroller is an open vehicle that they sit up in, but a baby buggy had a little lid that flopped back and forth on it, and they lay down in it.
So you say, I'm going out to what, the baby?
Walk the baby, I guess.
And how do your children range in age?
3 years difference. They're 16 and 13.
So you'd say Kelly is the...
younger. Or Kelly is the baby of the family.
And, but your other daughter, Kate, would you speak of her as being the...
oldest child.
Is there another way of saying oldest besides oldest? Like, you know, would you ever speak in terms of being grown up? You know, like she's the...
firstborn, no, I wouldn't say those things. Let's see, she is the...
You might say Kelly is growing up now, but of my two daughters...
Kelly is the most grown up. Is that it?
And if a woman is going to have a child, you say she's...
pregnant.
Is there any other term there?
Oh, expecting.
Any term that women would use among women? To be different, or that men would use?
Well, men might say she's springing, because that would refer to a cow, but either pregnant or expecting a baby, or, yeah. Now, strictly for slang now,
that's
you
right,
know.
Yeah. That's right. Well, any joking way of talking about other than she's springing?
Oh, yeah, let's see, she's gonna... hatch one or let's see.
Well,
I can't think of
anything.
Suppose
she doesn't have a husband. You say she's what?
Gonna have an illegitimate child, is it?
Well, so would you ever say she got herself?
She got herself. I don't know what you mean.
Would you say she got herself pregnant?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, yes.
Oh, she got herself in. Anything, any other word they use?
In trouble.
Would you say that?
Might.
And
I think that would have been more common a few years ago than it is now, to be sure. Nobody said pregnant until just the last few years.
What did they say?
Oh, expecting or in a family way.